It is a gloomy day.
It rained all night, and I have to tell you, it did not make for great sleep.
I must have fallen asleep before that then, because I do not remember any rain at all whatsoever, like, but I did remember waking up.
We live on the third floor, pounding on our roof.
Listen, I can sleep through anything. You can get, there could be an explosion right next door, and I would sleep right through it.
Well, that's good, because our neighborhood has gotten noisy as everyone's been told / forced to stay home.
But I thought we talked about yesterday how it's gotten quieter.
Yeah, that is true, yesterday, but, well, right now it is quite loud.
It is quite loud, but you know why? There is somebody moving in to the apartment building across the street from us. That is why.
What a wild time to be
moving. What a wild time to move. I mean, I was looking outside because my room faces the street, and I was looking out, and half of the mover guys were wearing face masks.
Which
I mean, okay, yeah, I get it.
I mean, I don't know. But also,
girl, you don't know where these people's stuff has been.
It needs to be gloves, not face masks.
Gloves. I hope they Lysol that down beforehand. Anyway, let's move on. Let's not get too deep into that. Hello, how has your morning been? It is afternoon now. What's going on? What's new? What's happening? This morning you had a little sesh.
Oh my gosh. S Factor, my dance studio, has sorted out their online classes via Zoom, and I had my first one this morning, and it was incredible.
Talk to me. Okay, so what was the... How does this differ from an in-person class?
So
what
the
did they do differently?
Typical class is structured with about an hour-long warm-up / workout. We spend 20 to 20-ish minutes doing pole-specific work, either exercises, playing off each other's energy, or learning new tricks. And then we spend the last chunk, 40 minutes, sometimes more, taking turns dancing individually and expressing whatever we want to express that day. That's a typical class.
Okay.
Today, what we got to do is via Zoom. We got to do the warm-up / workout portion with a pretty solid check-in at the beginning. So there were only... six of us on the call. We talked about where we are and how we're isolating, and then talked about how our bodies are feeling. And then we got to move. We got to have guidance through the movement practice that for me has been a really consistent part of my life for the past 4 years, right. for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
And having that and having someone else guide me through it, because as much as I've been trying before today, I found myself doing it yesterday. Check my Instagram if you want to see a little, you know, pole dance moment. But before that, I wasn't breathing and connecting that with my movement. So that was a really, it was just powerful to reconnect everything. My muscles, my breath, my mind, in the way this movement practice successfully does for me.
Everybody operates differently, but I find that there is very much an incredible power in doing things with others.
Yes.
Whether it be absolutely virtually or in person. I personally am more of a fan of in-person things, but there is a power of doing things with others, whether it be one person or in a group. And I totally...
absolutely.
Totally am right there with you. You know, when I try and do things by myself, oftentimes it's like... yeah, okay, but when you have a buddy or a group of people to kind of...
yeah, I mean, that's a vital part of the S Factor experience is the community of truly empowered women. So reconnecting to that aspect as well, because these are women I've been taking classes with for 2 years straight, every Thursday, 10 a.m., sharing how we're feeling, sharing what we're doing, and moving together. So even though it was through a screen... to see the people who have been to connect that way was really, really powerful.
But the nice thing is you guys already had a built relationship prior to being separated.
Absolutely.
So that helps.
Oh, so much.
Yeah. My morning was spent in a ball of tears, to be honest with you.
What? Why? How did I miss that?
Not in a bad way, not in a bad way. So I decided to go kind of down memory lane, and I rewatched this movie that we had as a kid called The Kid. It's a Disney movie. I don't think it did very well. I don't know if a lot of people know about this movie, but it stars Bruce Willis. It has Emily Mortimer, Lily Tomlin.
Oh, what a cast.
And the older brother, Jacob? No. What's his name? Spencer. Spencer Breslin.
Uh-huh.
And so the story centers around Bruce Willis's character, whose name is Russ. And his younger self shows up on his doorstep, and neither of them know why. And they eventually find out that they are both have to work to navigate their young childhood and find that moment where the curtain of life was pulled back. It's kind of like in The Wizard of Oz, where you see the man behind the curtain and you realize that life is complicated and messy, and we're all just trying to get by. And there's a moment where I wrote it down because I really liked it a lot. The actress's name is Jean Smart, who's from Designing Women, and we love, we stan. He is explaining his situation and basically asking for help. And she says, listen, are you asking me what I would do if little Deirdre was suddenly here, bursting out of her St. Mary uniform, asking me what comes next? I'd say, baby, don't you worry about a thing. Everything is just going to be great. And she goes on to say, I mean, how many of us turn out the way we think we are when we are kids? I mean, how many of us grow up to be astronauts or prima ballerinas? We just all do the best we can. And being a child where I come from and then being where I am now, there were so many times where I was very scared about what my future held. But I mean, I had no choice, but you just move on. Just keep going. And something's going to work out. And here I am. And there's all this shit happening in the world. I mean, the world is literally on fire. We're all quarantined. I'm out of a job. I don't know where my next paycheck is going to come from. But honestly, it's going to be fine. I just have to believe because there's no other choice.
Yeah. That got really intense.
I don't know. Enough of the sentimentals.
Quite intense.
Let me look at my list today and see what's going on. Did you start a timer?
I did.
Oh, fabulous. Okay. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, side note, Adina.
What?
We are now on 6 platforms for this podcast.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes, let me tell you what they are. And I have to be honest with you, I don't know what most of them are. Okay. We're still not on iTunes yet, but it's coming.
Spotify's pretty good.
No, Spotify's great.
I hope you share this podcast. I hope it takes, even though we just got real intense, I hope we'll be a little levity and a little just chit chattiness in your day.
So we're on Anchor and Spotify, obviously. Breaker, never heard of that.
Great, love it.
Google Podcasts, which cool. I can't get on my iPhone, side note.
Hilarious.
Shady Googles. Pocket Casts.
Cool.
And Radio Public.
Love that.
Which, is Radio Public an NPR thing or is that something else?
I doubt it.
No.
It public might be radio a, is an NPR. Public.
Edwin, get your life together. So that's awesome. I'm still waiting on the confirmation from iTunes, but I think it's going to happen hopefully soon. All right. Okay, let's see. Let's go down my list.
Oh, well, I just want to... Yes, I talked to Edwin about this briefly in the kitchen, but I would recommend anyone who needs a little bit of more levity, check out some of what the late night shows are doing on YouTube. So Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Fallon, everyone's making something, but from wherever they're isolating, because they are.
Which most of it is, you said, like from their house.
Yes.
Okay.
So like Stephen Colbert did his monologue from his bathtub a couple of days ago. And Jimmy Fallon particularly stood out to me because each episode he has released and is releasing, or released yesterday and today, it's only been 2 days, but there was a fundraiser associated with it. And today's fundraiser was for Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS.
Oh, yay! Because we love that. Okay.
This is the thing that I keep seeing all over my Facebook. There's the hit to the artist community, which is obvious. I'm attempting as an individual to be optimistic that our unions, and I know there are people who are not protected by unions who are in really tough situations right now, but Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS specifically is missing their spring collection season. And that emergency aid is going to be necessary more than ever. So in his interview with Lin-Manuel Miranda, together, they're doing a fundraiser together with Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS.
Great. Yeah. That's so great.
This was a little bit rambly, but I would highly recommend checking out various late night hosts and see what they're doing on YouTube to try and maintain their entertainment schedule in this absolute insanity.
Baby, listen, speaking of entertainment, I love the internet.
Yeah.
The internet is killing it with the memes right now. I saw one the other day that it was talking about, it said something about, I told you, this was like, Revelation, in the book of Revelation in the Bible, it says something about, I told you that the end times was going to be signaled by trumpets. What you didn't hear is that I actually said Trump Pence.
God, that's terrible, though.
But it's so funny.
It is so funny, but let's hope this isn't actually the end of
times. I know. No, I don't think it's... I refuse to believe it's the end of times. I really don't think so. But we're going to move on from that. So here's what I have on my list today. Laundry. But how are you doing on laundry? Are you wearing underwear today? What are you wearing today? You're wearing your S-Factor sweater, which is soups adorbs. I love the cutoff aspect on the bottom of this.
Yeah, I have a little cropped S-Factor sweater on, and I have sweatpants on. I did have, like, a full-on S-Factor outfit on this morning, which was a harness and some high-waisted briefs and a little cut-up tank top. So I have been already in two different outfits. Woohoo!
Me too. My pajamas and my clothes right now.
Yeah, you have earrings on.
I got earrings on. I got a little bit of hair done. I'm not matching. These jeans do not go with this t-shirt, but it's fine. Ain't nobody gonna see me today except for you guys, so I don't really care.
Yeah, I mean, okay, this is a perfect segue to Adina's love life.
Let's talk about your love life.
I am gonna have to do my hair and makeup today for the first time in days because I have a boy who actually wants to FaceTime me.
Okay.
Maybe. Who All knows? Right.
Well, figure, okay, so when is that going to happen? Later this evening?
In theory, I can give you an update on how it goes internet tomorrow.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, you know what? Don't tell me anything until we get on the mics tomorrow. Wait, tomorrow is Drag Race.
Okay.
Do we want to record live?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think, because that would just be messy.
Yeah.
Well, I get really messy watching Drag Race.
Yeah. But shout out to my dear friend Gianfranco and his friend / isolation mate / my new friend AJ.
We love you guys, AJ. Thank you.
He set us up with access to VH1 Live.
Girl Done hooked us up.
So we can video chat and have a little Drag Race watch party. So we will record an episode, a response, first thing Saturday, and you will have one very short there.
If I'm not too angry. I don't go in expecting to be angry, but sometimes I leave very angry.
Oh, this is going to be fun. I hope we're at least enticing you to tune in tomorrow if this episode does not wow you.
No, this episode will wow you.
This episode will wow you.
Let's not shit in their mouth before they get a chance to taste it on their own, okay?
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Yesterday, we talked about addressing the kids' slang.
Okay.
Because I used a horrible word.
It is not horrible.
Stan, what kind of a word is that? What does that even mean? I mean, I know what it means, but what does that even mean?
Look it up on Urban
Dictionary. No, I know what it means. Stan is... did you know, apparently it came from an Eminem thing.
Oh, that seems right.
Like the rapper. For those of you young people who don't know who Eminem is a white rapper. But you know who that is.
I know who Eminem is. He just came out with Slim a new Shady. Album that's he actually did. Pretty good.
Is it? Yeah. I haven't listened to Grahamer. Yeah. I have nothing against him, but I'm just...
It's intense, but it's...
Well, he's intense.
Yeah. It's called Music to be Murdered By.
Cute.
But it is. The album's good. I mean, he's always pushed boundaries as an artist in terms of, like, what's appropriate and what's not. And there are a lot of artists who do that. He's an interesting subject to talk about individually.
Yeah.
But I think there's some real cool stuff on the album.
Okay. All right. Would that be a recommendation you have?
I think
to
so.
To check that out?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It might be a little angry for right now, actually. I've been listening to really soft, comforting music. Okay. But it feels like the appropriate amount of angry, and it is, like, thoughtful angry.
As opposed to just, like, bitches and hoes and bitches and hoes.
Yeah, it's not a lot of just... I can't deal with that. It's not a lot of just bitches and hoes and just bitches, like... That's the thing. His lyrics really do say something.
I mean, I'll give it... He is a very good lyricist. Back in the day, I very much... Like, I liked his music.
Yeah.
I haven't really listened to him since. I don't revisit him. But I like him.
And also has some great guest artists.
Oh, yeah?
Ed Sheeran. Those Kind of Nights.
Oh, not what I would expect.
Skylar Grey. I think he has a song with Jesse Reyes, too.
Who you like.
Who I like. Anderson .Paak.
Okay, am I just old? I don't know who the hell the half these people are.
Well, a little bit. But you also... no, you're also... You also have a very specific type of music you listen to. Like, Eminem is not the kind of music you listen to on a consistent basis. I definitely listen to more, like, hip-hop and R&B overall.
I do listen to R&B, but it's more like soul. Like, K. Michelle and Keisha Cole. Yeah. And Macy Gray that kind of thing. I that's kind of the direction I tend to go in with those things. Speaking of,
do you have recommendations for us today?
I have a recommendation for you. Let me find it, because I'm really awful with remembering people's names. Sometimes it's kind of horrible. Okay, so I don't want to play it. It's Tinashe.
Oh my god! Oh, her new album.
Save Room for Us. Have you seen that video?
No. But have you listened to her new album?
Yes.
What's it called? I'm blanking on the name. This is our both of us recommending it. Oh my god.
Yes, this is crazy.
She does a song with
Songs
Black.
For You. It's the name of the album.
No, she has a new album out.
Oh, this one came out in 2019. Wait, View Artist.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Songs For You. I was like, that's a weird
thing.
Yes.
Watch the video for the song Save Room For Us. It is fabulous and beautiful and simple. And that song, I repeat.
Touch and Go features Black.
Okay.
Well.
I'll listen better and make better note.
That is the recommendation from both of us. Songs For You by Tinashe.
You know who else I have been going down in a rabbit hole with?
Yeah.
Is this comedian. She's a mom from the South. She's got a very Southern twang, which, you know, I relate to because I'm from Kentucky. And her name is Leanne Morgan. L-E-A-N-N-E Morgan. Hilarious. She is, if you're looking for clean, just funny, sort of everyday family humor, that's the one. I mean, she is good old Southern mom. She's hilarious. So go check her out. I've been just scrolling through her Facebook videos, and I
love it.
But going from white Southern mom to, the Gen Zers. Okay, so I found this article on Business Insider. It was published January 30th, 2020, so it's fairly recent.
Yeah.
And the title is 21 Slang Words Teens and Gen Zers. I don't know what that is. Are using in 2020 and what they mean. Now, some of these I'm going to scroll through because I'm like, nobody cares. But I'll hit on some of the highlights. Extra. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. If somebody's extra. Snatched. I used that the other day. I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Okay. Wig. Wig is a phrase used to refer to something that is amazing. It refers to the idea that what you saw was so amazing and incited so much shock in you that your wig flew off. I think that's a little extra.
I think that's a little extra, but the three terms you just picked out are all, like, likely queer-based slang and now have made it mainstream.
I don't even know my own people, clearly. I'm failing. We gonna move on. Okay, this one was dumb. Fit. Unlike the British version of the term fit, which means attractive. In outfit. The United States, fit is just... Yeah, the shortened version of outfit. Just call it an outfit.
People can't handle two syllables.
Clearly. Which is really sad. Okay, I can't. Fire. I like that one.
Yes.
That's fire is used to refer to something that is really cool and amazing. I like that one. Cap, no cap. To cap is to lie about something, whereas no cap means to tell the truth. Dumb. Cancel. Kids these days are so ridiculous. Okay, shade. Shade comes from the queer community.
Yeah, no.
Shade comes from reading. Reading comes from shade. Have you seen Paris is Burning?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, every single human on the other side.
Everybody needs to watch Paris is Burning. Yes. 1987. It is a documentary into the ball scene of New York City, where drag comes from.
Yeah. I, that's where I think, like, Snatched and Snatch Your Wig comes from.
Well, too. Like, yes. I think it's all. I mean, I think that all comes. Agreed. Yes. And, you know, Vogue comes from.
Yeah. From the that. From the it's a dance style done in these ballroom competitions. Yes.
Which Paris Madonna stole.
Hell yes. So we're going to say watch Paris is Burning and watch Pose, which is a new show.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Watch Pose.
Watch Pose.
Watch Pose.
If you need some beautifully feel, well, not always feel good, but some beautiful.
But it is light enough to where I am done watching it and I don't go, oh, I can't watch another episode.
Yeah. It's beautiful also.
It's it's a fabulous show. It really is. And there's, and I love the representation of it. They're really using.
Yes. Hallelujah.
They're
Amen.
Using actual humans that are trans.
Yeah.
In the cast.
Yeah.
And showcasing that. And yeah, it's a great show. Okay. What else do we have on here? Shade. Okay. So we did Shade. Go Off. I do that often.
Yes, you do.
I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. Go.
Can be used to encourage a choice or to support a rant or ridiculous behavior that's already occurred.
Go
usually
off.
Meant humorously.
Yes.
Often
I
the
enjoy
phrase,
it.
I guess, follows it. Look, spelled L-E-W-K. Variation of look, a signature physical trait or specifically... Or especially in carefully constructed outfit or appearance.
I like look better than fit.
Same. Why would... it's a look. It's a look.
Yeah.
What's a fit?
No. It's a look. What's a fit? That's so good.
Please. I can't. Yeah. Okay. So do... you know what? I'm over this. I can't. I cannot with these Gen Zers, next Geners, next Generationers. No, that's Star Trek.
So it's Millennial, Gen Y, Gen...
I think it was Gen X and then Gen Z. I don't know. I don't know, Adina. I don't know. I'm old, Adina.
You're a millennial. It's fine.
But I... No, yeah. I'm a millennial. But I'm not a very good millennial.
What does a good millennial even mean?
I'm the bad millennial.
I don't know what either of those things
mean. You're a good millennial.
Why am I a good millennial?
Because you're talking about all this music that I know nothing about. I'm sitting here talking about other artists that are... Okay, let me explain to the peoples out there. Edwin was homeschooled.
Yes.
His entire grade school life.
Yes.
So I am constantly playing catch up.
Well, so you talked to us about how you were born in Oklahoma, but then you said you grew up in Tennessee. So how'd you get from
In Kentucky.
In Kentucky. Sorry. Oh my God. That's embarrassing.
No, that's not embarrassing.
So, born in Oklahoma.
Yes.
Grew up in Kentucky.
Yes.
Tell me.
So my parents met in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
So my father is half Korean and half white. My mother is full-blood Puerto Rican. They met at a church that they were both going to. My mother was getting her master's, I believe, at Oral Roberts University, which is a Christian university in education.
Interesting.
My mother was also a teacher for a little bit before she decided to be a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
But my parents met, got married, had three kids.
Yeah.
All there in Tulsa. Then a gentleman by the name of Kurt Jones... asked my father if we would move to Paducah to help him start a company called Dippin' Dots, Ice Cream of the Future. Did you not know this?
No.
Yeah. So we moved to Paducah.
To start Dippin' Dots.
Yes, to help Kurt Jones start Dippin' Dots. My father was the director of operations for many years until he was not. That is a whole other story. But yeah, that's how we ended up in Paducah. And that is home to me. We lived in the same house. Well, we lived in one house the first year we got there, then moved into a different house where that is my childhood home. The house that we moved into the first year we were there, that house got torn down and there's now a Lowe's right there.
Fascinating.
With, I believe, a Home Depot across the street.
Oh, that's even funnier.
Oh, no, a Walmart across the street.
I have so many questions. I don't know where to start. Did you grow up eating all the Dippin' Dots?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, my father would, we would go, my father was a workaholic.
Yeah.
And so when he was in town and not traveling, because he used to travel the world, when he was in town, we would often go with him to the office to do work. My mother, homeschooling us, would often copy like curriculum pages and things that we were studying out of books, but she would take advantage of the copy machine
at
the office. Sit there for hours and just copy a bunch of things, worksheets, math sheets, all that kind of stuff while my dad worked. And then we would hang out in the break room. There was always a freezer full of Dippin' Dots that was not quite up to standard for them to sell, but was not unhealthy to eat. So they just gave that to the workers. So I grew up always having Dippin' Dots around. My favorite growing up was mint chocolate chip and rainbow ice.
Can you describe Dippin' Dots for people who might not know what
Dippin'
they are?
So Dippin' Dots is an ice cream that comes in small sort of ball form. They're all these little dots of ice cream. And so what happens is there is this giant tray that has all these tubes. And the ice cream gets poured into this tray of tubes. And it falls out of the little... of the bottom of the tubes into liquid nitrogen.
Oh, yeah.
Where it freezes instantly. A lot of people think that when a raindrop falls, it falls what we commonly think of as a teardrop. But actually, because of the surface tension, it falls in a perfect circle.
Uh-huh.
That's why it comes out in a perfect circle.
Oh, wow.
So that's what Dippin' Dots is. It's ice cream. And the science behind it is, and I might have a little bit of this wrong, but... if regular ice cream is frozen at a slower rate, and so what happens is that ice crystals are allowed to form, therefore puncturing the cells that have the taste and diminishing the taste. If you rapidly freeze ice cream, it doesn't allow for nearly as many ice crystals to form, therefore, it's theoretically... improving the taste. So that was kind of the goal, but also making a cool, fun way for you to eat ice cream.
I have such clear memories of like going to theme parks and stuff
at
summer camp, and that was such a treat.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, because we were homeschooled, we got to travel with my dad quite often to different locations, helping to set up Dippin' Dots, helping to just sort of what do you call it? The quality. Quality checks of the different places. And so we would get to go into theme parks for free and ride. And it was kind of a cool life.
That's so cool.
Yeah. The unfortunate thing was I was too young to really appreciate what was happening.
Yeah.
We got to do a lot of traveling as a kid, which was really great. I got to visit almost all 48 states.
Wow.
When I was a kid. But we would do it on the road. We didn't fly. We drove. We drove. Yeah. It was cool. Looking back, it was a cool time. I'm sad that I didn't get to appreciate. I wasn't able to appreciate it.
I don't know.
At the time.
I feel like stuff like that, you gotta be at least 10 to truly.
Yeah. And as I got older, I didn't really care to travel as much. I wanted to stay home and do other things.
That's so cool. So there's our little Edwin's early childhood life / oh my God, your dad does this totally.
He doesn't work there anymore. He hasn't worked there for many, many, many
years.
But
for me, that's so interesting that that's what put you in Kentucky.
Yeah. Sometimes I think about what my life would be like if I grew up in
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
But then again, what is my life growing up in Kentucky? My life was very interesting growing up in Kentucky as being a half Puerto Rican, Korean, white, very flamboyant, gay man.
Which is a story
like
we're going to have to put
We'll talk about that another time. But I think let's sign off. Let's be done. Let's wrap up. Let's wrap up.
thank you for listening to us today.
Yes, thank you.
If you want to email us, diariesofacovid19affair@gmail.com.
Share us, like us.
All that fun stuff.
All the things.
Message us on Anchor because that's a thing you can do.
Yes. follow us on Instagram, Adina Michal 93.
Adina Michal 93.
Edwin Schiff, SCH, and two Fs.
find some pleasure today.
And the sun is starting to come out.
Coming out, at least here in New York. So I hope you find some fresh air and brightness wherever you are. Bye.
All right. Peace out, guys. Bye.